Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. Hey, it's great to be with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. That's where you can find us. Little e-news goes out every few weeks. We'd love to hear from you. It'd be great. So shoot us an email. I'll tell you what, you're going to love my special guest today, Rob Feeney. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Rick. Great to be here. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, Rob, you've had a big life. I mean, decades of leadership experience, coaching, mentoring, 20 years pastoring at, down at Randwick, is it? What, Grace Point Christian Church?
Yep.
20
yep.
years
yep.
in one church pastoring.
Exactly right, yep.
And you're still smiling.
I'm still smiling. I'm still living, yeah.
And probably you learn a lot, but you've youth pastored, you've been a chaplain, you've been engaged with local government. You've had a big life.
Yeah, I feel I've had an awesome experience with the Lord. Has kind of led me to over the years in a whole lot of different sectors. And every one of those areas, I think, has kind of taught me something, learned from something, grown, been able to really kind of take skills on board that I feel I've learned in those different sectors or industries and keep learning and keep growing to kind of like keep furthering, yeah, my heart is the kingdom and seeing that expand and grow. Yeah.
Is it a normal mindset? I was going to lean in a bit more. But is it a normal mindset for somebody to keep growing, or is it an intentional posture that I want to do this?
Oh, I think it's an intentional posture. I made a decision a long time ago to be a lifelong learner, and just decided that whilst I still have breath on this planet, I still want to be learning. I still think there's, I just turned 60 and I think that, you know, recently, you know, the saying you can't teach an old dog new tricks, I think is wrong. I think you can teach an old dog new tricks, and there's still more to learn every day. And I think once we stop learning, I think we stop growing. And once we stop growing, we die. So yeah, it's that kind of, you either choose to keep learning and growing, or you choose to kind of start deteriorating and drop off the peak,
so even that analogy and that picture in nature, you know, if something's growing, it's healthy, and there's life, it'll fruit, bear flower, whatever, become fruitful. But you're right, if it's stagnant, if it's in clay, there's nothing good coming.
And you've got to keep pruning, you've got to keep cutting back, keep learning, growing, to see more growth. I think that's possible at any age, and I think that's the heart of the kingdom, is keep growing, keep extending.
Well, after a couple of decades leading Grace Point Christian Church in Randwick, now you've found the promised land. You're residing in mighty Lake Macquarie.
So they tell me.
Well, welcome to the region.
Thank you.
It's fantastic to have you here, and because you bring a lot with you. I mean, you're involved in Arrow Leadership, which some of our listeners may be familiar with that leadership course, and Acceleration is high, big deal. It's well respected in the nation. Partners in Ministry, which again is an emerging partnership of capacity, of skilled people that bring solutions to problems. Is that right?
Or Partners in Ministry is a group of ministry professionals, basically. A lot of them are pastors, a lot of them are vocational. Picking up our resources and picking up things that we've been trained and learned in over many years, and trying to work out, because most of us are pastors, how do we actually serve the local church?
Yeah.
How do we actually come alongside people in the trenches and help grow them? Like, we understand what it is to be a pastor. And so we do things like coaching and pastoral supervision and, you know, some of those things. But then we've also designed a whole lot of other kind of courses or resources that will help pastors navigate the complexity of church life, ministering into the community, helping them develop church health within their churches, all those kinds of things. Yeah, and we have a whole tool team, but a whole lot of resources behind that too.
And it's complex. Yeah. It is vastly complex. And one of the aspects that you bring into it is not just for the the pastor, but for the team, isn't it? Like whether it be an eldership or a board or a ministry team, whatever the structure is of the particular church. You know, I reckon that's a big deal, actually.
Well, I think it's a bigger deal than most people realise because I think it's very complex being a pastor this day and age. I think there's a lot of expectations, and particularly post-COVID, I think there's a lot more nuances that pastors have to navigate in this space. And there's a big difference between being a pastor and kind of leading a church and being in that space to even sitting on an eldership where you think, I know what's going on, but it's not quite the same as sitting in the space of being a pastor. Like ministry is almost like it's a dripping tap. Like it just keeps dripping and dripping. It's really hard to turn it off. And it's, I think it's twofold. It's one about how do we help create well-being and resilience and just presence with pastors to help them feel supported, encouraged, and that they have the resources physically, spiritually, emotionally to do what they're called to do. But then also, how do we help churches navigate the space to help them create an environment where their pastors are well looked after, supported and encouraged, so that then the church gets the best of their pastor rather than continuing, you know, a lot of churches continue to make more and more expectations on the pastor and they just can't meet them, you know. So
I agree. Being a pastor and being on a team and boards and different things, it's a very, very challenging environment for the pastor, particularly in a you know, a secular world where it's KPI driven, and the church is just not, it's just not that, is it? It's no. More than that.
Yeah.
Sure, there might be some things you measure. What do you measure? Because I remember asking a friend this once, and because traditionally in church life, we've measured budgets, bums on seats, and buildings. You know, so very tangible things. What's a good thing to measure?
Well, our good friend Pete McHugh would say it's not so much getting more people out in, it's getting more people in out. So it's like measuring how many people are being sent out into the kingdom, or how many people are active in ministry within the local community. That's one thing I think that's really important. So I like to think there are no spectators in the kingdom of God. And so how do we actually measure our impact in the community? But I also think, how do we measure our health, like, and our well-being? Because if we're not conduits of health, or if we're not sowing into that space, it's like, you know, hurt people hurt people, so to speak, or, you know, healthy people will build an environment of health. And I think that's, it's not just about physical and mental health. It's about our connections and our community relationships hopefully will come out of health, and we're in a healthy place, then we can minister that. So I think that's, measuring that is really, really important. And, you know, there are ways to measure those different things rather than just, are we got more mums on seats this week? Is our income growing? I think they're all kind of the offshoots or the fruit of health, relationally, socially, spiritually, all those different things.
Yeah, very good. Hey, if you just joined us, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works, my special guest, Rob Feeney, just moved up to mighty Hunter region. After pastoring for a couple of decades down in Sydney, but brings a lot of expertise with him, coaching, leading, mentoring, a whole lot of world experience, life experience in leadership and responsibilities. What's your observation, Rob, in the church? I mean, you're moving around a little bit more. You're coaching some 15 leaders, carrying a lot of responsibilities. What's your observation of in general of the church? Not so much of pastors, but in general of the church.
Well, I think the church finds itself kind of in exciting times, like really. Like it's kind of easy to think when you look at world news and other things that are happening, it's doom and gloom and things are getting worse. But I think if you actually kind of peel back that... The gospel is advancing more than we think it is, and it's growing, and that's exciting. I think there's more opportunities now, like locally and globally, to reach people with the gospel of Jesus, and more opportunities to see the kingdom advance than we've ever had before, and more resources on the table to be able to utilize those. So in that sense, I think the church is well set to grow. Like we were in the Hunter Valley just a couple of weeks ago for a family weekend, and I went for a walk one morning with the, you know, looking at all the new vines and just seeing the leaves start to come on the vines. And I really just sensed that God kind of saying, we're in this season of just, you know, the harvest is coming afresh. Like it's just it's time. Like if there's time like never before to bring in a harvest that I think is just ripe for the picking.
And so that to capitalize on the harvest, probably not the right language, is all about us as believers being sent.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's the thing. It's, I really hope we're moving from a shift where, you know, like years ago, it might've been pastor centric.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, we support you and you go do it, to now where I think it's kingdom minded. Like it's, we all have resources. We all have gifts. We all have the ability to go. And I think the pastor's role is more about, you know, Ephesians 4, equipping the saints to do the work of the ministry. It's not to do all the work of the ministry. And so I think that's, we have to shift as a church now to go, we're all responsible for the extending of the kingdom.
Yeah, brilliant.
And we all are active participants in that. There's no spectators in the kingdom of God.
So, because one of the great joys of a pastor is listening to someone within their congregation who was sharing the gospel with friends and neighbours and missionally engaged or serving the poor, the needy, the vulnerable. Some were off their own initiative.
Yeah.
Not so much as a church program, but just as a way of life. I mean, as a pastor, it's like, it's like fuel to the fire when someone's sharing those things.
Yeah, it's right. When people get it, when they start to take off their own initiative and start to take responsibility for their own relationship with God, and they start to activate that, that's exciting. And you just, it's what you want to do as a pastor. You want to spur them on, resource them, encourage them, because it feels like then it's we're in this together. Yeah. And I think too often pastors feel like it's them and us, or I'm trying to lead something that no one else is coming on board with. Like you've asked me to lead and I'm leading, but no one else is coming. But when people then start coming, it's like, we've got momentum now, you know, and we're going forward and things are changing and things are shifting. And that's really, really exciting.
And so some of your programs or courses or capacities that you're bringing to the region, whether it be through pastors in ministry or, you know, you've got your own, what is it, consultancy, advisory, coaching?
Yeah, I got a little platform. Yeah, I got a little business. So I'm trained in a couple of things. One is called Heart Styles, which is our heart formation piece. So we talk about it kind of in the business world about business with heart, but it's the same in the church. It's like,
right. So you're not just church centric. It's marketplace. It's organisations. It's education.
Absolutely.
It's not for profits. The whole deal.
So my heart is to try and create cultures of change or transformation.
Yeah. What's the difference there? Change, transformation versus change.
Well, I think change is part of transformation, but I think transformation is that holistic cultural or personal kind of shift that takes place where brilliant. I'm not the same as what I used to be. Sometimes we can make changes, like we can lose a bit of weight, but, you know, 6 months later, we've put that back on again. Whereas transformation is I've lost the weight and it's ongoing. My whole lifestyle has changed because I've now eating differently or, you know, exercising differently and thinking. So that
very good. That so whole, and then it becomes normal.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't go back to what we previously were because we've been transformed.
That's brilliant. Brilliant. And so some of the things that you could bring, and so some of our listeners, they could be in business, they could be part of a not-for-profit, a church, wherever, whatever. What would some of the things that you could bring that would help teams?
I do a thing called team management systems, or TMP, it's called, which just helps people think about how they show up at work or their kind of work life.
Yeah, right.
So within an environment, we prefer different styles. And so trying to understand that as a team, who does what and who does what well.
Yeah.
And then where maybe we're lacking as a team. So rather than me say to you, okay, well, we're lacking this, you do all that stuff. We try and separate that and, work together as a team to build on our strengths and kind of work where we're short on that.
Which is polarizing in on your identity.
Yeah, exactly. It's coming out of identity and purpose about what we're created to do and where we're created to be our strength, not minimizing or neglecting our weak points or our growth points, but highlighting that in a team, if we're at our best, let's lead with our best. Yeah,
because that would be self-reflection and those sort of things, because to ignore our weaknesses would be at the detriment of everyone around us and ourselves.
Yeah, and to ignore our strengths. So lots of people are having to fill jobs that they just that's not who they are. So that drains them of all energy. And at the end of the day, they don't have anything left because they're in a shape that's their wrong fit.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's really liberating thought there, because I'm a big believer you've got to love what you do.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
there's
energy in that.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Identity and purpose, legacy. I mean, you're going to bring a lot to this region, Rob.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks for coming to the region.
Thanks for having me.
We welcome people of high capacity into our region. It's going to sow into the body of Christ and community, because your reach will be well beyond the local church, but certainly serving the body of Christ here.
Yeah.
Welcome, mate. And so it's been great having you on the program.
Thank you. Great to be here.
It's been great being with you. Check out our website, kingdomworks.org.au. That's where you can find us. You might want to get in touch with Rob Feeney, because I'm certain if you're part of a church or a not-for-profit or a business or some community organisation, or you're in leadership, this guy will be able to help you out greatly and serve you to bring the better you out of you. I'm looking forward to joining you again soon. Bye for now.
See ya.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.